It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Lake City, this is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Wednesday, April 15th, what was supposed to be tax day, but that's now been moved back. You're listening to Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Mostly cloudy skies, a bit of rain in downtown Salt Lake City, only 45 degrees.
Crews still clearing a crash on a soggy I-15 in Layton. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
The coronavirus. Special coverage on Utah's Noon News.
All across Utah, students are now preparing for a delayed or virtual graduation ceremony, but some students don't like the idea of a video call for graduation, and they're organizing in order to keep the hope of an in-person graduation alive.
It comes after Governor Gary Herbert ordered schools closed for the remainder of the academic year. One of the students fighting back the notion of virtual ceremonies is Cypress High School student body secretary Chloe Kohler. She started a petition against it, which has already taken off.
Obviously, there's a lot more than I thought there would be at this time. By the end of the first night, I think there were 1,500 signatures, and I wasn't expecting that at all.
Now she has around 6,800 signatures, just a few hundred away from her goal. Her belief is that postponing the events, even out to summer, or limiting the number of guests would both be better ideas. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
One way to check how fast the coronavirus is spreading, test the water we all flush down the toilet. We get more on this idea from KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas.
Testing wastewater could be a way to determine just how widespread COVID-19 is in communities. Jared Mendenhall with the Utah Department of Environmental Quality says it could be especially important as Utah moves into the stabilization phase of the pandemic.
The benefit to that is that you're going to be able to check a pool of hundreds of thousands of people instead of just one or two.
Mendenhall says wastewater is already tested for many disease-causing germs. The state will be working with Utah's research universities to develop expanded testing to include coronavirus. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Dozens of members of Utah National Guard are fighting the coronavirus pandemic right now. Lieutenant Colonel David Gibbs says their military intelligence unit is full of foreign language specialists who are now helping the Utah coronavirus task force.
Just based on our demographics here in Utah that speak many languages from across the world. So they came to us naturally to see if we had anybody that could speak some of these more difficult languages and translate them.
They are translating documents from the Department of Health. Meanwhile, other soldiers are helping out in the Emergency Operations Center, while some parachute riggers are using their training to make protective face masks. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is asking all open stores in the city to require shoppers to wear a face covering.
Put up a sign that says, unless you're wearing a face covering, you can't come in. Then the store has every right to enforce that rule for its own premises.
The mayor says the city's police department is on alert to help stores enforce the face covering rules if shoppers are unwilling to cooperate. The leaders of the World Health Organization are reacting after President Trump said that he is withdrawing U.S. funding for the group.
WHO is reviewing the impact of our work of any withdrawal of U.S. funding, and we'll work with our partners to fill any financial gaps we face and to ensure our work continues uninterrupted.
President Trump has accused the WHO of downplaying and covering up the seriousness of the coronavirus. As expected, social distancing to fight the spread of the coronavirus has devastated retail sales.
The government this morning reporting March retail sales plunging a record 8.7% amid the coronavirus pandemic. That's the biggest decline in Commerce Department records dating back to 1992. The effects of social distancing measures even more pronounced in retail segments such as clothing stores, where revenue was down more than 50%. Restaurants and bars seeing a drop of more than 26%. But sales at food and beverage stores up more than 25% as shoppers stocked up on essential items. Dave Packer, ABC News.
And those retail sales figures are doing a number on Wall Street. Taking a look at the markets right now, the Dow is down by nearly 2%, down 429 points, with the NASDAQ down by 109 points. Major League Baseball says thousands of employees from 27 teams will take part in an antibody testing study in conjunction with Stanford University and USC. The study will help researchers see how many people might have been exposed to the virus but showed no symptoms. This information could help public officials determine whether it's safe to relax social distancing restrictions and restart the economy. They are back, at least for a few months. KSL's Nightside Project will be back on the air beginning tonight. KSL News Radio's Mark Duke has more.
Ethan Millard and Alex Curie made the announcement on Utah's Morning News.
For a limited edition spring season, the Nightside Project is coming back to the evening airwaves of KSL News Radio.
The Nightside Project, which ran for 10 years on KSL, will air from 6 to 8 p.m.
First World Problems, News Wars,
Logan or Provo.
Logan or Provo, all the fun games that we used to play, plus we'll roll out some new ones.
Nightside will run on our air into July. It will be followed by KSL's sports show, Unrivaled, from 8 to 9. Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, should we be doing anything different when it comes to washing our laundry because of the pandemic? And look at your noontime drive.
Cleanup continues on this crash northbound I-15 prior to Layton Parkway in Davis County. Everybody pretty much to the left. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
Get updates and join the conversation about these strange days.
Mark Cuban joining us.
What advice would you give our small business owners?
Apply for the Paycheck Protection Program.
Be connected to Dave and Debbie each day 9 to 11 on KSL News Radio.
There's no doubt in anybody's mind that these are historic times, and Utah Community Credit Union wants you to know that they're here and they're ready to help with something they call the Auto Loan Checkup.
UCCU has auto loan experts, and they are waiting by the phone, which means you're just one quick call away from learning how much you could be saving with a lower rate and payment on your auto loan.
Yeah, plus right now, UCCU will pay you up to $200 cash for every auto loan you transfer from another financial institution with no payments now for 60 days.
So give you up to $200 cash, let you skip your car payment for 2 months, plus there's a good chance you'll drive away with a lower rate and payment on your auto loan.
And right now we could all use that win-win for our monthly budgets. If you already have a loan at UCCU and you'd like to take the pressure off of your budget, UCCU will also let you skip a payment absolutely free. It's that simple. All you have to do is give them a call today.
UCCU is here and ready to help.
You're going to love where you bank.
And thank you for joining us for Utah's Moon News. If you do see news, make sure you give us a text at the Utah Community text line at 57500. We always love hearing from you, especially when you text us safely. Recapping our top story, boy, a lot of teenagers thinking they're going to have virtual graduations, but they are pushing back. They are signing an online petition, and we'll continue to follow that story for you here on KSL News Radio. Many of us are using disinfecting wipes and sprays a lot more than we used to keep surfaces clean, but should we be making any changes in the way we do laundry during the pandemic? ABC's Becky Worley asked the experts.
Suds, spin, dry. Laundry. It's another daily task we find ourselves reevaluating. How do you do it safely?
I don't necessarily think that the virus is living on clothes after you wash and dry them.
And while the CDC says the virus can live on cardboard for 24 hours and plastic and metal for 72 hours, they don't say exactly how this translates to fabric. So what do the experts recommend in these uncertain times? There are three scenarios for laundry right now. Number one, everyone is healthy in your family and you do your laundry at home. The CDC says launder items according to the manufacturer's instructions. Use the warmest appropriate water setting and dry items completely. But don't put in extra soap, thinking it makes things cleaner. And don't overload your washer. You want clothes to circulate freely.
The drying part is important as well. It's very likely that even the drying process is going to damage the virus or kill the virus.
If you use a laundromat, many are instituting new guidelines. Wash, dry, go.
We're asking them to load the washer and then take a walk, wait in their car.
Finally, if you're caring for someone in your home who is sick, there are a few different precautions. For one, use a disposable bag liner in the laundry bin. And for bed linens especially,
don't shake them out. Kind of just keep them contained. Anything that's on there could then become airborne. And that's something you don't want to have.
The CDC says that no special soaps are needed and that a sick person's laundry can be washed with clothing from the rest of the family.
Now, the CDC also advises wearing gloves while doing laundry. If someone in your house is sick, towels are interesting. The CDC does, they advise you don't share towels with people, even in your family, if you can avoid it, which makes me realize I need to wash the hand towels in my bathroom more. I guess that's good advice no matter what the external circumstances, right?
And be sure to stick with KSL News Radio for coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes. KSL News Time 1209, traffic and weather, sponsored by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. We've had this injury accident in Davis County. It was at one time emergency traffic northbound I-15 just before Layton Parkway and had been blocking the HOV lane. We have another emergency vehicle on the scene and a tow truck, and they are also sticking out into that left lane of traffic. Now, delays had pretty much all cleared out, but now we're starting to see just a little bit of backup as the tow truck is trying to get into the area and access the vehicle that's been crashed and get it loaded up. So you are still going to see just a little bit of immediate slowing in the area, but no major delays on northbound I-15. We love our local businesses and their employees at KSL. And we know you do, too. Help support local companies like Mountain America Credit Union. Go to KSLNewsRadio.com and click on Stronger Together to show Mountain America Credit Union that Utah appreciates them. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the very latest on this soggy forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
It's a high of 53 today. Rain showers moving in. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 45 degrees. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, we're going to go in-depth on the coronavirus putting some Utah farmers and ranchers in a tough spot. And remember, the coronavirus call-in comes your way at 1220 right here on KSL News Radio. 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
According to Forbes, 96% of Americans, 96%, claim their Social Security benefits at the wrong time. And this mistake cost them an average of $111,000. Can you afford to lose $111,000 in Social Security income? Learn how you could avoid this with a free Social Security analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you've saved more than $200,000 and have not filed for Social Security, be one of the first 10 callers to schedule your free analysis now at 801-682-4448. This free analysis can be done over the phone or video conference. Call 801-682-4448. That's 801-682-4448.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower." Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Reed Pipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years, all in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
And a quick check of your money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. The markets right now, the Dow is down by 408 points. That's more than 1.5%. It sits at 23,542. S&P 500, it's off by 57 points. And the NASDAQ is down by 99. KSL News Time, 1214.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
All across Utah, students are preparing for a delayed or virtual graduation ceremony, while others are organizing in hopes of keeping an in-person ceremony. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, Utah's Department of Environmental Quality is looking to see if wastewater can be tested to get a better idea of how fast the coronavirus is spreading in communities. Third is look at your noontime drive, sponsored by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. Here's Ricky Meese.
It's a crash on northbound I-15 as you're approaching Layton Parkway in Davis County. It's been blocking the left lane off and on at times, and it's in the cleanup stages, but if you're traveling from Kaysville, you will see some busy traffic there. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Rain showers moving in today. High temperatures at 53. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 46 degrees downtown, and time for KSL's top national story.
From ABC News, Michelle Franzen. The coronavirus outbreak in the U.S. beginning to show signs of leveling off, especially in hard-hit states like New York, the epicenter. Governor Andrew Cuomo says models are showing the three-day averages for ICU patients and new cases continuing to go down. The number of deaths, though, not going down quickly enough. 752 people died Tuesday statewide. Governor Cuomo says he won't be able to ease stay-at-home restrictions until they're able to expand testing in the state, which will help identify, track, and isolate the virus.
In all this time, we've only done 500,000 tests. Now, that's a large number of tests. Yes, but this is over 1 month period. And even 500,000 tests, you're talking about a state with 19 million people.
When it comes to testing, Dr. Anthony Fauci today in a Snapchat interview says he thinks states should handle testing at the local level to be more effective, and he says he doesn't think it's the responsibility of the federal government. Governors are starting to outline plans to reopen the economy once cases and hospitalizations are contained. In Michigan, cases are still high, but in Lansing, protesters rallied today for restrictions to be lifted.
In defiance of stay-at-home and public gathering orders, the Michigan Conservative Coalition hosted a vehicle rally outside of the Capitol, many parading in vehicles honking horns, though some were on foot holding signs.
They'll see that we're serious about this.
They're frustrated over Governor Gretchen Whitmer's stay-at-home orders, including limiting the number of customers in essential stores and banning all public and private gatherings outside of homes.
Working is essential. It's essential to feed your family.
They say the restrictions are unconstitutional and are killing small businesses. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
More than a million people in Michigan have filed for unemployment. That's a quarter of the state's entire workforce. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The coronavirus is putting some Utah farmers and ranchers in a tough spot. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has more in this in-depth report.
Wade Eliason's been a sheep rancher for decades in Moroni. In a video posted to the Utah Farm Bureau's Facebook page, he says he usually gets two paychecks, one for wool.
There is no wool market at this time. Because of the difficulties of the coronavirus, everything shut down. We were unable to get our wool core tested to send it to sell.
And one for lambing.
And the lamb market is struggling too as a result of the coronavirus. So that's some of the ways that the coronavirus has affected our lives.
It's also been tough to find workers.
As sheep farmers and ranchers, we rely on foreign workers. This year, our workers were all ready to return back to work and be able to support their families in Peru, and they were 5 days within being able to come, and they were shut down from being able to come because of the coronavirus.
Eliason's grateful for his daughters who are stepping in to help, and he thinks all this gives everyone an opportunity to stop and think about where they get their food from.
We would challenge you to recognize your local farmers and recognize the importance that agriculture has in our state economy and in our personal life as we rely on a domestic food supply. It has made our life so much simpler if we were relying on a foreign food supply. Can you imagine how more complicated our world would be at this time?
Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's take a look at your drive, traffic, and weather, sponsored by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, the cleanup continues north. northbound I-15, but the tow truck just pulled away. This is going to be as you're approaching Layton Parkway from an earlier crash. It looks like just a couple of emergency crews still remain at the scene, and it's only causing a little bit of backup. Major delays have really dissipated, but here's the thing. On I-15 in parts of Davis County, you are driving on a very wet road condition with the rain that's come through. So time for those lights and wipers on. The UACPA supports its members through advocacy, professional education, and leadership development, helping them succeed in an ever-changing financial world. Proud sponsor of Money Making Sense. Download the podcast today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get a look at the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Rain showers moving in today, especially later this morning and afternoon. Highs at 53, then we get rain and snow showers tomorrow. High temperatures at 47. It'll warm up after that. Sunshine on Friday, we're up to 55. Great looking Saturday, sunny, and up to 62 degrees. Sunday's even better, partly cloudy, up to 67. About the same on Monday, 68. And then more clouds up to 65 on Tuesday with some showers moving back in. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Light rain, 46 degrees downtown.